Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go.
What's up? So glad y'all are here. If this is your first time, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you have been with me for a minute, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Like, y'all been with me for a long time and I love it. So, you know, these podcasts are recorded ahead of time, but when this podcast airs, do you know what? It will be 4 days until my 40th birthday. Hey, let me get a birthday dance. Hey, it's my birthday. Hey, it's about to be my birthday. And it's about, listen, I am so excited. I'm about to turn 40, mostly because I've been practicing turning 40 since I was like 37, 38. Because I feel like this. 40 is grown. I know that I have these grown kids. And so obviously I've been grown for a long time. But there is something about turning 40 that just makes me feel like, first of all, I'm 40. So you will not be talking to me like that. Okay. Second of all, I'm 40. So I don't have time for that. You know, I don't know why I feel like this. I know that when my kids were younger and, you know, because I had my kids young. My first kid I had when I was 16. And when my kids were younger and people would be like, oh my gosh, you know, yeah, you're a young parent, but that means you'll be finished young too. And so in my mind, it was like, oh my goodness, in 2020, my youngest will graduate. After she graduates, 6 months later, I will turn 40. We will basically be empty nesters at age 40. And my husband is 43. And then in March, following that year, we will celebrate 20 years of marriage. So y'all know this is a very momentous time for us. We have been celebrating like, what? Look, what is it? There's a song. Look now, Ma, we made it. That's how I feel. I feel like, look out. We done made it here. Today is my birthday brunch. So excited about that. I know this is COVID and it's pandemic, but when I say birthday brunch, what I really mean is that me and my closest friends are going to eat a delicious and super cute food, and we are gonna look super cute, and we're gonna take some pictures during the middle of the day. That's really what that means. These are people that I see all the time that have access to me anyway, even throughout the pandemic. We have worked together. We have been friends for many years. And so, you know, everything's a risk. Everything's a risk. And so since these are people who are around, we are around each other at least once a week or once or twice a month. These are the only people that are going to come together for this. It's a very short list. If you didn't make the list, it's a very short list. We're talking less than 10 people. So don't feel any type of way. But listen, if you want to know what you could get me for my birthday, listen, y'all see this necklace I'm wearing right now? These people will not let me be great, man. Okay. I want a Cuban link so bad. And I want, you know, I'm from Florida. I am from Florida. And I think that matters. Even though I live in North Carolina, I feel like telling you I'm from Florida matters. Because I feel like if you went to Florida, it would be very easy. It would be very common for you to walk around and see women of a certain age, such as myself, with a gold Cuban link necklace on. And that's really what I want. I've been talking about it for months. I've been telling everybody about it. Now, listen, I'm almost positive that no one's gonna get me the Cuban link, okay? And it's not because, they can't find one. It's not because they can't afford it. It's because they feel like, really? That's what you want? But you know what? It's all good. I'm going to get my own dang Cuban link. That's why I'm wearing this one. This is a fake one. But just so y'all can see, y'all can let me know. Y'all can see how cute I look with this on. Don't I look so cute? If you're not watching this on YouTube, you should be, so then you are not missing the cuteness. This looks so, I can really rock this. I don't know why they won't support me. It's okay, I'm gonna get my own. I'm not gonna be worried about these people. But listen, this brunch wouldn't be happening. This birthday brunch, my birthday attitude, these birthday shenanigans would not be happening if it were not for my squad. Like, seriously, want to give my squad a shout out. Olivia Hayward, y'all know I love her. Check her out. OliviaHayward.com. Amber Michelle Likens, she told me not to be giving out her whole government name, but that's just what I call her, Amber Michelle Likens. You can check her out at AmberLikens.com. Those are my girls. If it weren't for those two, these birthday shenanigans would not be happening. They are not just my friends, like in life and what I do from day to day. We're not just girlfriends. They are part of my squad. And I want to make the distinction, because my squad, these are people I can build with. My friends, those are people I can be with, right? But my squad, they are friends that I can build with. I can't build with all my friends, and that's cool. I'm not telling you to cut them off or saying that they're less than friends. I'm just making the distinction that the friends that I have where we do life together and we are building together, that's my squad, okay? And it doesn't stop at those two. There are lots. Like, this is what I want you to understand. I am a published author. I am an award-winning podcast host, your favorite Bible teacher. I'm a courage coach, an accountability coach with Patrice Washington. I'm lead minister of Dose of Courage Ministries. I'm a content creator creating content and curriculum for Courage University. I'm a YouTuber, Courage Molina. Is there anything else that I do? I can't really think of anything right now, but I'm going to tell you this. I would not be here, not even on this YouTube channel with this video, this upgrade, this leveling up of recording the podcast with the video, even from going from the old thing that I used to use to record the video to what I use right now, I would not be here without strong, healthy, and supportive relationships. You wouldn't even know that I existed. I wouldn't have gotten this far. You wouldn't have a podcast to listen to if it were not for the strong and healthy and supportive relationships that I am blessed with. And so in today's session, in honor of my birthday shenanigans, like this, listen, I couldn't have planned this any better. I could not have planned this. This is ordained that this would come out today on the day of my brunch. Now, my birthday is not till December 23rd. And so with my birthday being so close to Christmas, for my whole life, you get the short end of the stick sometimes, right? Because one, it's close to Christmas. Two, that means everybody is already strapped and their spending budget is already to its max because they're buying Christmas gift and they're doing all these holiday things. It's also so close to Christmas that once I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, this is a place where people go home, maybe not this year because of the pandemic, but this is a place where a lot of the people that I know here are not from here. And so even then I couldn't necessarily have something. And even the people who are staying in town, by the time the 23rd comes or the 19th comes, this is now, my birthday shenanigans are now competing with, holiday parties and all kinds of stuff, right? But these two, no matter what is going on with their Christmas things or whatever, they make sure that I am celebrated, right? Even if it's like, okay, we're just going to go to dinner, or okay, what are we doing? I actually tried to cancel this. December came. We have all these new cases. And I don't watch the news, but what I hear is that we have all these new cases. I assume we have all these new cases of COVID because they're getting ready to, I heard from somebody that they are getting ready to put a like what is it? A curfew? They're about to have like a curfew for everybody or something. I don't really know. But that tells me like, oh, things must have gotten worse, right? And just thinking about that, I'm like, you know what? Just forget it. It's fine, right? Everything that's going on, it's actually not that big a deal. It's not a big deal. Just forget about it, right? I went home to Florida a couple weeks ago to see my sister who turned 50 this month and to celebrate the purchase of her new home and things like that. And it was such a great time celebrating her. And I'm grateful that there are people here in my town, in my community here in Charlotte, that want to celebrate me. And so I could not have planned this better for me to use today's session to define strong and healthy relationships, strong, healthy, and supportive relationships on the day that I am going to be celebrating my birthday with my people. So great. It's so crazy. Now, listen, some of you, I'm gonna get to this episode, but some of you guys have messaged me or DM'd me or requested my Amazon wish list, which I have made public, okay? So you can look at the Amazon wish list. And my Cash App is the money sign, dose of courage, right? But whether you get me a gift or not, be sure to give me a birthday shout out. Like every single birthday shout out that I get will without a doubt bring a smile to my face. So whether you send me a text message, leave me a voicemail, give me a call, send it to me via email, Instagram, Facebook, send a gift, don't send a gift, but send me some like celebratory happy birthday. What? 2020 has been something else, and to still be able to celebrate my life. Like for anybody who wants to celebrate, you're excited about the fact that I'm still here and you're excited to celebrate the fact that I'm turning 40. I welcome that. Okay. So send me a what's up. Send me like a happy birthday, girl. I am here for it. Right. I'm here for all of the celebrations. So excited. Ew. All right. So listen, in today's session, I want to talk about I want to define strong, healthy, and supportive relationships and why you need them. This is habit number 6. We need to make a habit, if we're going to courageously level up, we have to make a habit of building strong, healthy, and supportive relationships, right? So, first of all, that's a lot of adjectives, but let's think about that. It's like the trifecta though, right? They don't just need to be strong, because they could be strong toxic, or they could be strong and not supportive. They don't just need to be healthy. They need to be healthy and strong. They need to be healthy and supportive. And they don't just need to be supportive, right? They need to be healthy. And just because somebody is supportive at times doesn't mean it's a healthy relationship, or it doesn't mean that it's a strong relationship either. I think that we think of healthy relationships, but we don't often think about what it means to build strong relationships outside of marriage or with our children and with our families, right? Sometimes we think about, I want to have a strong marriage, or I want to have a strong relationship with my children. I think we often think about having healthy relationships with friends, but I don't know that we put in a lot of effort or really give consideration to making sure that they're strong as well. And when I say strong, I mean, that means that we are friends. We are people in all seasons. Let me just give a disclaimer here real quick. The relationships, all relationships are important, right? So personal relationships, professional relationships. This podcast, as you heard in the intro, is for purpose-driven and ambitious women who want to courageously level up in their faith, in their life, and in their business, right? And so my assumption about you, if you're listening to the podcast, is that you have a business that you want to level up in. And so the focus really of these relationships, yes, there is some overlapping because I'm talking about friendships, but I'm talking specifically about friendships that will be supportive in your purpose, right? They are supportive in the realm of your purpose. They are healthy in the realm of your purpose. So just want to put that little disclaimer out there. When I say strong, I mean in all seasons, right? Not just when things are going well, when we're not in a pandemic, when we work together. I mean, strong in all seasons. So that means when things are going well and when things are not going well. It means that when there's a misunderstanding, our relationship is strong enough to survive a disagreement, to survive, I want to say an argument. I don't think that with my squad, I'm arguing with them, but we certainly have some warm and sometimes heated conversations about things. So is the relationship strong enough to weather the test of time, to be with you in season and out of season, through misunderstanding, good times, bad times, the ups and the downs? I remember, it's been some years, probably at least like 5, maybe 7 years, maybe back as far as 7 years. I had a friend who was going through a very difficult time personally. Now, we have been friends for years, by the time this happened, right? We've been friends for years, and she was going through a really difficult time, and she would call to talk, and I was there for her, and she wanted to come and see me, and so she could come and see me. It was fine. But I had another friend at the same time who felt like I did not need to be there and be supportive of this friend, because whatever it was that they were going through was going to take a toll on me, and I had my own stuff to worry about, right? Like, you don't need to be listening to our problems because you got your own stuff to deal with. I'm like, so we've been friends for years. She's going through a difficult time. How should I respond to this, if that's what you're saying? And she was like, well, just tell her you need some space because it's too much. I'm like, so now she's going to deal with what she's dealing with by herself? I was like, no, that's not it. Now, needless to say, the friend who gave me that advice, we're no longer friends. But people really do have that mentality. I was shocked, but people really do have that mentality. Like, oh, this person is going through a difficult season, so I'm going to pull back. I don't have time to be with the negative Nancy. I'm not talking about people where that's their character. I'm talking about we've been friends long enough, and I can see that you are going through a difficult time. Now I'm going to drop you in your time of need. That's not a strong relationship. Strong relationships can survive a difficult season for either person, right? I have another friend where I don't know. We were talking about budgets and money and personal finance, and we kind of got into like it. The conversation wasn't hot, but it was warm. Okay, it was warm, and I am very direct. And I'm shut you down. I'm the shutdown. I'm be like, listen, first of all, no, stop talking. Okay, stop speaking and listen. And that might be rude. It's a warm discussion though, right? It's a warm discussion we're having. And, it was a little warm and she cried some. But our friendship survived that, right? We were able to take a break. And I don't mean a break from the friendship. I meant a break from the conversation. We're able to take a break from the conversation and come back. And we're fine. We still people. We the same people we were before. That's a strong relationship. I can be honest with you. You can be honest with me. You can talk to me about when I am. You can call me out on being wrong. Like, oh, this is how I handled the situation. And as a friend, right? If we have a strong relationship, our friendship can handle you calling me out. Like, yeah, I love you, but you was dead wrong for that. You was dead wrong. I'm cool. I mean, I love you and we still cool, but you're wrong, right? A strong relationship can take that. It's not a strong relationship if I'm afraid to say to you what I need to say. It's not a strong relationship if it can't handle you saying what you need to say to me. Then it's not strong. We need to be able to be honest. And if it's a healthy relationship, so now I'm moving on to health, right? If it's a healthy relationship, it nourishes your soul and it holds you accountable. So that means that the things that I need to say to you are not things that are going to tear you down. They're not things that are going to make you feel bad about yourself. They're things that are going to hold you accountable to the morals and the values that we have, right? We both have these morals and values this is something that we have in common, especially if we are on the same squad, that it's not to be confused with the same religion. We don't necessarily have to practice the same religion, but we have to have the same values and morals, right? We have to, maybe not values even, because some people value family or whatever. We at least got to have the same morals if we are going to be friends. The same idea of what's right and wrong. Not what's different, right? Like, oh, this is my preference and that's your preference. But we have to share the same baseline of what's right and wrong. That's just a qualifier for me. And so if we have a healthy relationship and the relationship is strong, that means that the criticism or the feedback that I'm giving you is constructive. I'm not saying things to you to make you doubt yourself. I'm not saying things to you to make you feel bad or for the purpose of taking away from you or getting you to dim your light or making you, like, that's not what it is. Because our relationship is healthy. It nourishes your soul and it is holding you accountable to the things that you say you believe in, to the things that you say you want, or to the goals or whatever that you've set for your life. That's a healthy relationship. And I think sometimes when a relationship is not abusive, right? If the relationship is not abusive, we sometimes behave as if it's healthy, right? This is a good relationship for me to keep because it's not abusive. There are a lot of little pit stops between healthy relationships and abusive relationships, right? There are toxic relationships. That's a spectrum, right? And one end of the spectrum is healthy. The other end of the spectrum is abusive. And there are degrees. That's the word I'm looking for. There are degrees between that. So just because a relationship is not abusive, it doesn't mean that relationship is healthy. And I think that it's important for us to focus and lean in and become intentional about building healthy relationships, or about mending our relationships or healing our relationships so that they are healthy and they're not toxic, right? And then supportive relationships. It means that, you know, you give what you can, whether that's encouragement, connecting me to someone, gifts, advice, correction, insight, resources to help me get to my goal. And I'm giving the same thing, right? I am giving you encouragement or connections, whatever it is I have to give. I am using that in this relationship for your benefit, for you to level up. Doesn't mean I'm giving you everything, right? Doesn't mean I'm, you know, not at this extreme level, but it means we're in a relationship. I'm giving you what I have. Perfect example. Olivia is great. She is my closest friend, my sister. She is my sister from another mister. She is also my brand strategist, right? And so in the beginning, before we were as legit as we are now, when we were building and growing and figuring things out, she gave her talent. And her talent was in website design, insight in how to build a brand, things like that. I gave my insight. Now, I cannot help her build a brand. I cannot help her with the logo, right? But when it came to, you know, the copy for her website, or helping her process something or create some type of curriculum or come up with a different business idea or business strategy, that's what I gave. If there was somebody that I met that needed a website, I connected them. If there was something that she needed and I knew someone who could support her and her leveling up, I connected them, right? And she did the same for me. And it wasn't like we didn't keep tabs. It's just what you do in a strong, healthy, and supportive relationship. The support comes in many different ways. It may come in encouragement. It may come in insight. It may also come in correction. Like, hey, you are getting way off course here. And this is the goal that you set. And if you continue down this path, you're going to be left of the goal or right of the goal. So is that what you are doing intentionally? Or are we coming back to this? It's a reminder to use what I have in service of somebody else. And this person is on my team. They're my squad. They're my people. And the reason this is important is because at the end of the day, like I said, who I am, the published author, all those things that I read it out like ding, ding, ding. Oh, I also own a publishing company, right? CEO, entrepreneur, all these things that I am, still married. Come on now. All these things that I am, I could not be on a path to reach my full potential alone. And it's because that's not how we were created. The reason it's important for you to build strong, healthy, and supportive relationships is because you will never reach your full potential without it. I said it. You will not reach your, you can achieve a lot of things. You can accomplish a lot. You can amass wealth, lots of great things. But you cannot reach your full potential without strong, healthy, supportive relationships. And those aren't things that happen accidentally. Like, oh, I accidentally fell into this great relationship. Those are with intention and with work, right? And it's not like, oh, hey, I intend to build a great relationship with you. It is, I'm going to share. And in that being intentional about giving and sharing and supporting and encouraging with people that we have something in common, whether we're in the same group, we're in the same community, we love the same thing. There is something, there's a way that we got connected. If I'm showing up and that is my personhood of sharing, serving, helping, and encouraging, I'm going to be intentional about doing that with you. That's how the relationship is going to be built. And if you're intentional about doing that with the people that you meet, then when there's supposed to be a connection, that connection can happen. And now we can start, you know, cultivating and developing this relationship so that it becomes stronger, so that it's healthy, so that it's supportive. Because I cannot reach my full potential without you. You cannot reach your full potential without me. It just isn't a thing. And I don't mean us specifically, but you cannot reach your full potential without another human being. It's not how we were created. You don't have everything you need in yourself to do everything you need to do to deliver on your purpose. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. You need other people, right? Because you can't reach your full potential without it. The second thing is they remind you of your greatness, because there's going to be times where you are going forward, you're going through a difficult time in your business, or maybe you're going through a difficult time in your with your kids or your marriage or something, right? And you get to this woe is me. Like maybe I'm not that great. Maybe I suck at life. Maybe I should just quit the whole thing, right? You get to that place. Who am I? Why did I think I could do this? What was I thinking? I think I might have lost my mind somewhere when I decided I could be an entrepreneur, when I decided I could lead or I could do whatever it is, right? It's like, oh, maybe I did lose my mind a little bit. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I wasn't made for this. When you have those moments and those times, or maybe I can't get to the next level, when you have strong, healthy, and supportive relationships, they are going to remind you of your greatness. They're going to be like, wait, no, you can totally do this. What can we do? They're going to rally around you when you start to doubt. The Bible talks about woe to the one who walks alone, because when he falls, not if, but when. And so when you go through a difficult time, when you're struggling, when you face a setback, when you have this perceived failure, when you get rejected, when there's a no, right? When those times come and you are sitting and you have fallen down and you can't believe it didn't work out the way you think. You launched it. You launched the program. You launched the podcast. Ain't nobody listening. They ain't been listening, right? You've done this. You decided to go live. It was the thing you needed to do to level up, and now it didn't work out. So now you're sitting down in a corner somewhere with a little bitty pity party for yourself, questioning your entire existence, your calling, all the decisions you made that led up to this point. And it's those friends, those relationships, where they're going to be like, nope, you are great. this might not have been great, or maybe we need to work on this, or you need to try again, or you need to just keep pushing because your time is coming. But they will be there to remind you of how great you are, right? They'll be there to remind you of how great you are when you doubt. And they'll be there to do some of the heavy lifting too. The things that you can't do alone, you know, the things like, okay, I literally cannot put this event on without other people that I can depend on. I literally cannot do it. I can organize it and I can do some of the things, but I can't do all. They're going to be there to do some of the heavy lifting. Oh, you can't do, I can help you with this. Let me help you lift this table. And I mean, I'm being a little tongue in cheek, right? Like, obviously, maybe you're not moving tables, but you understand the point. There are going to be some things that you just cannot do by yourself. And they're going to be there to do some of the heavy lifting. They're going to be there to help you in some way, shape, or form. And again, that same section of the Bible talks about, you know, to get a better return for their labor, right? They get a better return for their labor. So this idea that two heads are better than one, where are you going to get the other head from that you can trust? That's not crazy on the inside. It has to be somebody you're in relationship with, that you're in a strong relationship with, that's healthy and that's supportive. That's where the two minds are going to be better than one. That's where the two of us are going to do some work together, and we are both going to get a greater return for our labor than we could if we did it individually. That's how we were created. And so it's like, you can be successful, you can accomplish things, but if you want to reach your full potential and live the best life and, you know, and take possession of every single thing that God said you could have, it is going to require a squad. And that squad, right, needs to be of strong, healthy, supportive relationships. That needs to be the fabric of your squad. And if that's going to happen, you have to make a habit of building them. Right? Building, cultivating strong, healthy, and supportive relationships. Putting time in, watering them, feeding them, pulling out the weeds, putting up some boundaries, having some standards, right? This right here. So this does not meet the requirements to be strong, healthy, and supportive relationships. This does not meet that requirement. It may be a relationship for whatever reason that you choose to remain a part of. That's another topic, another podcast for another day. But when it comes to what you need to courageously level up in your faith and in your business and your life, one of the habits you need to have is building strong, healthy, and supportive relationships. Because it's about a journey, right? And when you are intentional about building these relationships, these people are going to be with you on the journey, right? And so it's really important. The assignment, I keep going back. It's the same assignment as before, actually. And it is to commit, right, to the next 30 days. I know I said it last week. I'm saying it again this week. Commit for the next 30 days to doing the Boulder morning routine. What does that have to do with building strong, healthy, and supportive relationships? I know that's what you're thinking. Here's the thing. What I found as a coach, when I'm working with my clients and we start talking about relationships, what I found is that the clients that don't have strong, healthy, and supportive relationships, they sometimes lack confidence in an area. They lack faith in an area. And so the Boulder morning routine will help you to grow in those areas. Because every time you do the Boulder morning routine, you are going to feel more confident. This is boosting your confidence. And when I feel good about myself, I recognize that I'm a great person to be in a relationship with, and I deserve great relationships, right? I'm not afraid to show up. I'm not worried about, you know, any of the other things that might have kept me from being vulnerable and connecting and sharing and giving and serving in relationships, whatever those past experiences were, because I had a friend that stabbed me in the back, or I have my husband, or my sister, my cousin, or whoever, whatever those negative relationships were, some of the closest people to you, coming up and even maybe now as an adult have said things to you that have damaged you, that have damaged your confidence, damaged your self-esteem. And so you've given yourself this narrative that if that's how my family treats me, then these other people are going to treat me even worse. And you don't want to invite that. But when you do the Bolder Mornings routine, you are speaking affirmations, reminding yourself of who you are and the greatness that's in you. You're spending time in the Word of God, understanding the importance of your purpose and realizing that you cannot do it alone. So making the decision to not connect with people means that you are making the decision to not chase your purpose, not to realize your full potential, right? Because you know you can't do it without another relationship. And when you get into the Word of God, you're like, you know what? I realize my purpose is too important. I realize the calling on my life is too important for me to be too afraid to build these great relationships or to give myself in a relationship that's new, I'm not really sure, or to set boundaries like, nope, this is what I'm doing. If you ain't for it, then that's cool. We don't have to be friends, because I'm not worried that I have to take any old thing. I know that greatness is out there for me because I've been called for greatness. And I know that great friendships and squad members will come because the Lord has made me for this purpose and I cannot do this purpose alone. Right? So when I spend time in my Bolder Morning, it boosts my confidence. It opens my mind to what needs to be done and how God has favor on my life, even in the area of my relationships. So now I'm more apt to do it. Right? And if you're doing the Bolder Morning routines, then you're a part of the Dose of Courage community. And if you're looking for a place to connect with other like-minded women, women who, you know, believe in their purpose like you, women who want to support and encourage you like you want to support and encourage other women, right? Then I can be intentional about connecting to women in that community. That's why the Bolder Mornings is great, because not only do you get the free training and the workbook, you also get access to the Dose of Courage community. Come on in. What's good, y'all? These are the same women that are listening to the podcast every week. So they're getting the same lesson that you got. They're getting the same assignment that you got. So no one's going to be like, oh my gosh, why is she saying that she wants, you know, why is she trying to be nice to me? Why is she asking how she can help me? Why is she sharing? They're not going to say that because they're listening to the same podcast you're listening to. We're all a part of the same school of thought. They know how things are done in this community. They know what we believe and what we hold important and valuable on this journey. And so you don't have to worry about people looking at you like you're crazy, because they cut from the same cloth of I came to do great things, right, that you are. So I want you to commit to doing the Bolder Mornings. You can go to couragemolina.org, get access to the free resource library, and that is where you will find the training and the workbook. I want you to join the community, Dose of Courage community. And this is the first act of you being intentional about relationships. I want you to share this YouTube link, this podcast link. I want you to share it with somebody you are friends with. This is my friend. I'm going to share this podcast episode with them, and I'm going to share all the good things with them. Why? Because I want to be in a relationship where I'm sharing the good things. I'm sharing podcasts. We talk about what Netflix show we're watching. We talk about our favorite new restaurant. We're sharing that information with the people that we love because we want them to experience the same greatness that we experience at the restaurant or watching the show on Netflix. Share the podcast for the same reason. I have a friend, Alicia. She, when we first started being friends, I didn't really know her that well. Obviously, it's the beginning. But one of the things that she did is she shared a podcast with me. And it was the sharing of that podcast that completely shifted my mindset, that grew my courage and my confidence to a place where I was ready to quit my job, that put me in a place where I was connected to other women that I wouldn't have found if it weren't for the podcast, like completely changed my life. So you don't know how a small thing like sharing a podcast that blesses you and is encouraging you will do for somebody else that you love and you want to see win, right? So don't think about it. Don't think like, oh, I'm gonna actually do it. Don't assume that they listen to the podcast. Even if they listen to the podcast, they can be like, girl, I listened to this podcast. It's so good, right? Now you guys can have a conversation about that. I want you to share a link to this podcast, this episode, to, with every person, like an individual, right? As an individual text, as an individual email, feel free to share it in your communities, but I want you to be very intentional about this share. Share it with somebody you want to see level up. Like, maybe I can't help you with your brand. Maybe I can't help you with your website, but this podcast helps me with my mindset, helps me with the routines and the habits that I need. So girl, here's a great podcast. Share this intentionally with them. Okay. Every time I do a session with you guys, I'm hoping that you will leave here feeling, you know, bolder, like your most bold self. I hope I'm helping you to become your most bold self so that you can start to take courageous action consistently as you prepare to level up in your business, in your faith, and in your life. Why? Because I know that you've been called to build wealth and you want to leave a legacy of impact. And so I pray that the work I do here helps you in some small way. All right, y'all know it's time for me to go. And come my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Yes, I'm excited about my birthday. Okay. All right. I love y'all. Until next time, y'all be strong and very courageous. All right. Love you. Bye. Bye.